The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is time again for our campaign trail tracker on The Hard Shoulder. So, like I said yesterday, we recognise you all lead busy lives, rather, and you're not able to, or maybe you don't want to even, pour over the detail, every little snippet of information, general election information that comes your way. So what we're going to do every day between now and November 29th, polling day, is that we will catch you up. So we'll let you know who has said what, who has insulted whom, who has made the maddest promises, who has managed to insert their foot firmly in their mouth. So today was very much a manifesto day, lots of launches happening. So heavy on policy. Now, we're not going to be going through people's manifestos or party manifestos in this particular slot. We might have discussions about aspects of them elsewhere in the show, but they are too big, they are too dense, and dare I say it, they are all too similar to each other as well to talk about in our campaign trail tracker. Instead, like I say, we're focusing on the campaign trail itself, and because of those manifesto launches, it's relatively quiet on the campaign trail today. Certainly the Michael O'Leary storm seems to have blown over for the moment, but the usual election shenanigans already kicking off around the country. A couple of stories caught our eye. Radio Kerry reporting that Michelle Keane, who's an independent candidate there, claiming that she had election posters removed in Castle Island last Friday. She's not the only one, though, in Kerry, because Linda Gordon Kelleher, a Fianna Fáil candidate, says posters belonging to her were burned close to Killarney National Park. There's three other general election candidates, apparently, in Kerry, who say they've had posters removed or damaged. And it's not just Kerry, maybe it's a Munster thing, because South Tip as well. So the Fine Gael councillor Michael Murphy from Clonmel says that apparently somebody was discovered driving around the village of Clonee near Feathered in South Tip on Monday night, setting his posters on fire. All very silly what is happening in parts of the country. It strikes me though that setting fire to your own posters would be a good way of getting attention in a crowded field. Not that I'm accusing any of the above of that. So listen, like I say, because of those manifesto launches, it's really just that burning election posters catching our eye on the campaign trail tracker today. I do want to mention, though, that it's the last chance today to register to vote if you're not registered. So go to checktheregister.ie to find out if you're registered. If you're not, there's instructions there as to how to get registered. We talked about all of this yesterday on the show to Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of An Cumasúin Tochán, the Electoral Commission. He explained to us in our conversation what you need to get registered before the deadline, midnight tonight. Take a listen.
It takes less than 3 minutes to register to vote. So this afternoon, while you're having a cup of tea,
yeah,
after your dinner this evening, while you're waiting for the kettle to boil, go to checktheregister.ie, and all you need is your PPS number, your air code and your date of birth. It takes 2 minutes and 57 seconds. There's a really useful video on our website, electoralcommission.ie. Mm-hmm. It takes 2 minutes, 57 seconds for the video. So it shows you exactly the steps that you have to take in order to register to vote.
That was Art O'Leary. You can listen back to that entire conversation as well. That's on the News Talk app. He's going to be back with us the day before the election, or maybe the day before that, certainly running close to it, to explain exactly what you do on the day. Because maybe for young voters out there, or people who haven't voted before, new citizens indeed, the ballot paper can be confusing in some constituencies. How does single transferable vote work? And all of that, how do you ensure you don't spoil your vote? So Art O'Leary from the Electoral Commission will be back with us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.